I am Glory from Nigeria. 2023 was great, all thanks to God. This year taught me to focus more on my goals, starting the new year with God and focusing on things that would add value to my life other than just wasting time on irrelevant things. We will make 2024 much better. Hey guys, compliment of the season, happy holidays. Welcome to Weekend Cheer On. And on today's episode, I'll be sharing answers I got from the question I asked, which are, how was 2023? What is that valuable thing this year taught you? And what do you think you can do to make 2024 much better? So this might be the last episode, or is the last episode of Weekend Cheer On for the year 2023. Some people sent in their response as a message and others as a voice note, and I'll be sharing them today.
Good morning, Adi. My name is Vincent. I'm from Nigeria. So I'm going with the first question. What was 2023? 2023 was all right. There's sometimes I was in a bad situation, but I never lost faith in God. Okay, what did I learn this year? What I learned is that you should never ever lose faith, even though like you lost everything, you don't think that you're going to gain anything. Still have that faith, still have that belief, still have that hope that you're going to get it right. So that's what I learned this year. What do you think can make 2024 much better? I think drawing closer to God, because you need to draw closer to God, because without God you can't reach anywhere in this life. So that's my motive next year, to draw closer to God. Thank you for your questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Vicent. You said something that really caught my attention, which is never lose faith, hope and belief even when things aren't going well. Please let us learn that. If you learn different things, or we all learn different things, then these are part of the things we need to learn, that no matter how things are, we should never lose faith and never lose hope and belief. Thank you very much once again, Vincent. Let us hear from someone else.
Hello everyone. My name is Olachi Steven. So the question you asked, my year has been wonderful. 2023 has been really a great year. And I met new friends in 2023, families that has taught me a lot. And I'm expecting my 2024 to be greater, new experience, like doing things on my own by myself. Yes, so I trust that 2024 will be a great year for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Holuchi Steven. I hope all your expectations will become reality. Let us hear from somebody else.
Hello, my name is Stacey from Nigeria. And happy Christmas and New Year. How is 2023? My 2023 was good. I wrote 2 exams this year and it was really nice. I still have exams to write, but I'm preparing for it, so I think it will be very good. What's the valuable thing this year taught me? Well, it taught me that family is the most important thing. Whatever you do, like aside from God, you can't just like call off your family. Your family is very important, especially parents. They've done a lot for me, and I really want to repay them for all things that, because we had a lot of sins this year and it was crazy. How do I make 2024 better? Well, I cut my hair, so I want to grow it out, and I'm writing exams. I'm going to be in 400 level next year, so I hope it's going to be really good.
Thank you, Stacy. Happy New Year in advance to you too. Yeah, true. Family is important, and many people don't realize that until they lose someone. If you don't value your family, please learn to do that now, because you don't want to lose them before you realize how important they are. Thank you once again, Stacey. And now I'll be reading some messages that were sent. My name is Ade Dotson and I am a Nigerian. 2023 was eventful, but the Lord be praised. The most valuable thing I learned this year is to prove everything first from the Word of God. Not because anyone else is doing it or asking others to do it. And irrespective of whom they are or whatever we want to do and desire, just begin. As long as you have made the plans, don't let any other factor that you have or do not have delay you. Implementing these two factors will make 2024 far more better for me and others around me and in the world. Well, I learned the most same thing, that whatever we want to do, we should just do it. As long as we have made plans for it, just do it. There is another message from Tayo in Nigerian. He said, 2023 was tough, but was also a great year. What this year taught me, I can't really write fully, but if you read Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11, is it Ecclesiastes or Ecclesiastes? 9, verse 11, you understand me. The miracle I've been waiting for. Another message from someone. The person said, I learned a lot, mama, but the most valuable out of it is not depending or relying on someone. To focus on my journey and not that of others, because everyone's life is unique and we should strive to create our own path, not follow someone else's. Comparing yourself to others can lead to frustration and disappointment, so it is better to focus on our own progress and growth. This year is one that has pushed me to do and be better in school and my everyday life. I've learned more and expanded my knowledge on many skills, many key skills and strategies that I can use in my lifetime, though I still have weaknesses and areas to improve on. I am so proud of you, dear. And those key skills and strategies, please, you need to share them with your mama. So there are two more voice notes. I'll be sharing them soon. Let's listen.
Okay, good morning. 2023 has been... Okay, in this order, name, my husband, Patrick Samuel, country, Nigeria. 2023 has been good. It has been very good. I've learned a lot. I've grown. I've seen things differently. I've learned to actually accommodate and understand people. And I've also learned to voice out my feelings. Yeah, I'm going to talk about my feelings, great love, anger, contradictions, anything. I've learned to voice it out. What is the valuable thing this year has taught me how to be slow to speak. Yeah, how to control my emotion, master of my emotion. That's one of the things I can look back to 2023 and say it has actually bring to my knowledge. Yeah, I should learn to master my emotions and not my emotions getting the best of me. What can I do to make 2024 better? All of the mistakes and flaws that I had in 2023, I should try as much as possible to avoid them, and then all of the good things I did in 2023, I should make sure I do more of it. Thank you.
How to control emotions. It is very important to be able to control your emotion, and I congratulate you for learning that this year. Let's hear from someone else.
Hi, my name is Femi Olashupo. I'm from Nigeria. About what this year taught me. This year taught me a lot. I'm proud of it. I learned endurance. Because throughout this year, we have some ups and downs. We've been through a lot, but with everything, we still endure. Because without that endurance, there's no way you can overcome. And faith. Yeah, faith, because faith is number one thing, because with everything we've passed through this year, it's only God's grace that's to keep us. So what about what I can do to make 2024 better? I think just get closer to God and believe in the process, because what God cannot do does not exist. Once you have a deep connection with God, 2024 will always be better, because He will always make a way for you. And you have to be consistent and hardworking, because without consistency, there's nothing you can achieve. Thank you.
He said he's proud of what he learned, and I really like that. Consistency and hard work is very, very important in whatever we do. Thank you, Femi. Thank you very much. And now it is my turn. How was 2023? 2023. It was good. All thanks to God and the people around me. The valuable things I learned are, one, not to compare myself to others. Just like someone said earlier in the message I read. And I also learned that whatever you want to do it, just do it. Although I did not do all I wanted this year because of excuses and all, but I'll be working on it in 2024. And also, I learned that praising God in time of crisis yields unbelievable outcome. And also that I like things to be perfect. Like, I really learned that I like things to be perfect, almost like a perfectionist. But I learned this year that it's okay not to be perfect. So if you're a perfectionist, learn today that it's okay not to be always perfect. And how can I make 2024 much more better? I'm still thinking about it though, but definitely putting God first in all things will help me in 2024. And that's it. And that's all for today's episode. But before I close this episode, I want to say a very big thank you to every fan of Weekend Cheer On. From day one, and also from the beginning of this year, to those that listen to the Weekend Cheer On podcast every Friday, and to those that share, to those that subscribe, to those that always engage, I'm so grateful for your support, and expect a new dimension of Weekend Cheer On in the coming year. I love you all. Happy New Year in advance, and you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Anchor. Bye. Mm-hmm.